Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Then he began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. At that time Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Carl Noble from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Perham, Minnesota.
The context is interesting of Matthew 11, and I'd like to just spend a few moments with that. We see that Jesus is preaching to the people in Galilee. He's addressing them and, of course, the Pharisees and religious leaders. And he says to them, by what shall I compare this generation? It's like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he is a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, well, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard and a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. Then he began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. See, during the time of Jesus, the religious leaders were very, very legalistic. That is, they would make man-made rules for people to follow. Too many rules, and impossible to follow, by the way. These legalistic people did not look to the Bible for answers. Nope, they only looked to themselves. And they often accused the religious and the righteous people, those who are saved by grace through faith, of being sinners. And they themselves were really the sinners. Jesus is accused of being a glutton and a drunkard, all probably because he enjoyed life. The self-righteous leaders call Jesus a friend of tax collectors and sinners, and for that I say to Jesus, thank you, for I am the chief of sinners. You can really see the frustration in the words of Jesus to these people. Then he began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been because they did not repent. I suppose Jesus was often frustrated with people, even the blessed disciples, or especially he's often frustrated with me. Jesus knows what we need. We need rest, forgiveness, and the burden of life often lifted from us. The words used in these very sweet and comforting passages of Matthew 11 are very relevant to us frustrated and those in the topsy-turvy world we live in. Often even the religious leaders of today, the church leaders, have made the faith very complicated. Often we use big words, great oratory, and yet Jesus reminds us that he has hid these things of God from the wise, the intelligent, and given them over to, the Greek term says, nepos, to infants. You know, Jesus says this often, doesn't he? He often points to the kind of faith we have to have as an infant or a minor not yet of age, a toddler, a brave false, simple faith, a faith that looks only to Jesus himself. Jesus also clearly points out that when we become overly burdened, wearied, or tired, we have to come to Him and Him only for rest. Are you tired? Tired of running around and looking for something? Tired of looking for someone to help you with your burden in life? Are you just tired of being tired? Are you carrying a heavy load, baggage that's wearing you down? Then you need to come to the rest in the loving arms of our Savior, Jesus Christ. It was in His death and resurrection that He has promised that He would be with us even through the good times and the bad times, that He would take our burdens on Him as He was nailed to the cross. Jesus gives us rest for, and I love the Greek here, our psyche, our life, our being, our soul, if you will, is the center of life. And it's many aspects, its desires, feelings, emotions. He reminds us that we are saved by grace through faith, based on the person and the work of Jesus Christ alone. This rest is given to us not by our efforts, but only by the saving act of Jesus Christ. Are you tired? Do you need rest? Then we first need to go to Jesus as a little infant. We need to repent. We need to simply believe that He has taken our burdens, our loads, and He has given us His yoke, a yoke that has been made light by the saving act of Jesus Christ, our Savior, alone. May God bless you all.
We thank Pastor Carl Noble from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Burham, Minnesota, for today's meditation on God's Word.